Welcome to Lab 6 of this EMS IT Camp Innovate IT series. Lab 6 is Microsoft Intune, how to deploy MSI applications to Windows 10 using Intune and mobile device management. This is a new innovation in Microsoft Intune. Historically, we've been able to deploy applications such as AppExes and XApps and AppEx bundles, but not in Windows installer applications. We can now do this, and this lab will show us how. There is no requirement for any other device in this lab, just your previously created lab tenants from lab series 1 and 2. So it is a prerequisite that we have completed labs 1 and lab 2 in this series. Exercise 1 is publishing and deploying Windows installer applications using Intune. And paste the password in. Checking I'm on the right machine. We're going to run Microsoft Intune, which currently requires Internet Explorer as it uses Silverlight. So I'm going to sign into Intune from the favorites bar. And sign in with the admin account from your tenant created in Lab 1. Remember, it's a US keyboard, so if your keyboard doesn't map, you'll need to either use the virtual keyboard, which is available up here, or know which areas of your keyboard work with the American mapping. And we need to go to Apps, and we need to add an app. This will launch a download. Having logged in, I need to click Next on the Before You Begin page. And in my software installer section here, I need to make sure I've got it set to software installer rather than external link or an iOS app. And in the installer file type, I'm going to be using an Windows installer through MDM MSI, specifically for this section. And then I need to choose my application. So we have an application prepared in lab files. It's the terminal setup application. And it's from CodePlex. And the application is terminal setup. Short description. And a URL for people to find information about terminals. And and it is a software or a computer management application. Leave the default as Windows 10 or later. We don't want to provide command line arguments in this instance. And then we upload the application. Once the application is uploaded, I then need to manage the deployment and place it in a group. So we click Close, and I click Apps, and we find at the bottom I have Terminal Setup, and I want to manage its deployment. It's going to be deployed to all Intune users, so that's anybody that enrolls will automatically receive it, and to do that I make it a required install. They don't have the option to install or not. And finish. That's the end of exercise one. We've now set up the enrolment requirements for installing some MSI software using Intune through mobile device management. Exercise two is to enroll a device and install the software. So we need to switch to the Windows 10 client and sign in. As admin, and then I need to enroll. We've made enrolling really easy in Windows 10. Click in the search bar and type enroll, and we now have an enroll in device management MDM, and we have several options. In this option I'm literally just going to click connect and type a specific user who is going to be mikeN@edbcontoso.onmicrosoft.com. Go all the way back and put my at in and click continue. This will now seek out the Azure Active Directory EDB Contoso and make me put my password in. And we're connecting. If I had enabled multi-factor authentication, which we do in Lab 7, it would have asked me for some multi-factor authentication requirements there. I'm now connected. To ensure the software installs, I just need to force a synchronization. So this will force synchronization for all of the rules and policies you have enabled within Microsoft Intune. We wait a couple of minutes while it enforces those policies. And as part of those policies, it will force an install of terminals in the background. And there you can see almost instantly terminals has been installed and it's available for use. And that is the end of exercise two. Enrolling a Windows 10 device and automatically installing software. Exercise 3 is simply unenrolling this device so it removes it from Microsoft Intune. To do that, we simply type enroll again, go to device management and click remove. And we get a warning that everything is going to be removed from this device. Data, applications, files, and any other policies or requirements for the device, such as PIN numbers, etc., will be removed. It's as simple as that. If you wish to review any of the steps in this lab, please do so from here. As soon as you click Done, the lab will close. And that's the end of Lab 6, Install an MSI Application through Microsoft Intune and Mobile Device Management. Thank you for watching.